الله الرحمن الرحيم، وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. And again, Allah gives us an opportunity to learn and study the beautiful lives of the best of Allah's creation after the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Allah has given us tawfiq to study the lives of those who Allah chose. Allah has selected them. Allah chose them to be the companions and the disciples of His most beloved creation. Every Sahabi was chosen. And Allah is giving us tawfiq to learn and be inspired by these beautiful lives. This Sahabi, radiallahu anhu, is a brother of the Sahabi we discussed recently. And you all would remember, hopefully, Abu Hudhayfa ibn Utbah, radiallahu anhu. When he arrived in Medina Munawwara, Abu Hudhayfa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gathered the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the Muhajirin and the Ansar. The Ansar were newer to Islam than the Muhajirin. But Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appreciated their effort so much and their ikram for the deen and their sacrifice. Their sacrifice towards the deen of Allah ta'ala, for the sake of Allah ta'ala, and for the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held them in high esteem, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed them so much of love and gave them so much of du'as. Anyway, the first efforts in Medina was to bring brotherhood between the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted unity to prevail. That mahabba and unity, because deen was to remain forever and ever. Unlike the previous Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam, وَكَانَ النَّبِيُّ يُبْعَثُ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ خَاصَّةٌ وَبُعِثْتُ إِلَى النَّاسِ عَامَّةٌ. Every Nabi, Anbiya alayhim as-salam, was sent to a specific tribe, a specific nation, a specific nationality. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to every tribe, every color, every race, every language, every nationality till the day of Qiyamah. So his nubuwa transcends all bounds of race, nationality, color, or creed, or region. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent for all. So he taught the ummah from day one the quality of brotherhood. How to love your brother, your Muslim brother, like you more than you love yourself. And not to judge him for his color, creed, or race, or language, or nationality. Allah give us this beautiful quality of the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam imbibed in them from day one. So this brotherhood, who was Abu Hudhayfa's brother? None other than Abbad ibn Bishrin, Abbad bin Bishr, radiallahu anhu. What a name, what a name. Abbad ibn Bishr, the ardent worshipper, the devoted worshipper, the one who's devout in his worship towards Allah. And you'll see how his name had an impact on his beautiful life. He embraced Islam during the early Medinan period at the hands of none other than Mus'ab ibn Umair, that muhajiri that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent in the path of Allah to Medina Munawwara to invite to Allah. What a change Mus'ab radiallahu anhu brought, that among the early people, even before Usayd bin Hudayr and Sa'd bin Mu'adh embraced Islam radiallahu anhum, was the Islam of Abbad ibn Bishrin radiallahu anhu. And he greatly supported Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu. Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu was a lover of the Quran, just like that of Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhum. He loved the Quran. His life was devoted to learning, sharing, teaching the Quran al-Kareem. I was so amazed now, I was reading how Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu anhu was such a senior Sahabi. He used to sit by Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma and learn the Quran al-Kareem and improve his knowledge on the Quran al-Kareem and improve his tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem. Let's learn from there. How Sahaba radiallahu anhum didn't look at age, that I'm too old now to improve. Allah forgive us. Today for everything else we want to improve and advance and progress. But for Allah's sake, in Allah's deen, regarding Allah's kalam, we satisfied the way we are. Allah forgive us. Allah forgive us. Abdul Rahman radiallahu anhu used to go to Abdullah bin Abbas and he used to learn the Quran al-Kareem radiallahu anhum. So Abbad bin Bishr was devoted to Quran al-Kareem. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu describes the lover of the Quran and the student of the Quran and the bearer, hamalatul Quran, the bearer of the Quran. The word in Arabic is very interesting. Hamala. Hamala is the plural of hamil. the one who bears the Quran and learns the Quran and imbibes the Quran in his life and her life. The similitude of this word is like a woman who's pregnant. The same word is used in Arabic, hamil. And look at that woman. She can't eat what she likes or go where she wants or dress the way she likes. She has to consider that fetus in her womb, in her bosom all the time. Like the mu'min who's devoted to Quran Kareem. And such a mu'min, Quran will defend this person and protect this person and accompany this person, he or she, in this world, in the grave, and in year after. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says, يَنْبَغِي لِحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ أَنْ يُعْرَفَ بِلَيْلِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ نَائِمُونَ وَبِنَهَارِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ مُفْطِرُونَ يَصُومُ إِذَا النَّاسُ مُفْطِرُونَ وَبِحُزْنِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ يَفْرَحُونَ وَبِبُكَائِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ يَضْحَكُونَ وَبِخُشُوعِهِ إِذَا النَّاسُ يَخْتَالُونَ. It is imperative for the bearer of the Quran to be known different from others. When others are asleep, he is awake. When others are feasting, he is fasting. When others are laughing, he is crying and worried about humanity. When others are laughing, he is crying. And when others are boasting, he is humble before his creator. And that's exactly what Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu was. He was one who was concerned for the year after, forbearant, calm, loving, compassionate, and kind to humanity. And he was a master in the Quran Kareem. Allah blessed him with such a voice that was captivating, encapsulating every person who learned from him or went past him or were his students or came to study by him. Everyone who heard him was captivated by the tilawat of Abbad ibn Bishr radiallahu anhu. Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing tahajjud in my home. Tahajjada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi bayti. Fasami'a sawta Abbad ibn Bishr. And from his home, he can hear Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu's voice from inside Masjid al-Nabawi. So sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Aisha, so to Abbad bin Bishr in hadha? Oh Aisha, is this the voice of Abbad bin Bishr? She says, I responded in the affirmative. Allah's Nabi made dua for him. Allahumma ghafir lahu. Oh Allah, you forgive him. Allahumma ghafir lahu. Ya Allah, Ya Allah. How fortunate. The Sahabi, he gains Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's duas. Very often, he used to join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's company. And very often, he would sit with the other Sahaba radiallahu anhum, sharing and discussing the matters of deen and the taqazas of deen and the knowledge of Allah's deen. Anas radiallahu anhu reports, this comes in isti'ab, like the previous report of Ibn Abdul Barr, rahimahullah, that Abbad bin Bishr and another Sahabi. Afterwards, Ibn Abdul Barr, rahimahullah, explains the other Sahabi was Usayd ibn Hudayr. So these two Sahaba, radiallahu anhum, were by the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, discussing some important matter of deen. And the night was very, very dark. Fi laylatin dhalma'a handasin. A very, very dark, pitch black night. And when they had left, Abban bin Bishr, radiallahu anhu, had a stick in his hand. And it is also the sunnah of Anbiya, alayhimus salatu wasalam, to hold a stick. Ulama explained that after the age of 40, one should actually hold on to a stick, and there's great reminders in that. A person is reminded all the time that one is a traveler in this world, and also there is humility in it, and it is a sunnah of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. فَأَضَاءَتْ عَصَى عَبَّادِ بْنِ بِشْرٍ حَتَّى انْتَهَى عَبَّادٍ. Now, as the two of them were walking home, it was so dark, the stick of Abbad radiallahu anhu illuminated. It brightened and it became like a torch miraculously. And as the two of them are finding their way through the light of the stick of Abbad radiallahu anhu, he reaches his home. Now the other Sahabi has to continue. And then his stick he illuminates, namely Usayd ibn Hudayr radiallahu anhu's stick illuminates. So how beautiful was Sahaba radiallahu anhum's beautiful lifestyle. Every now and again, Allah used to show them special, special signs. This was because of their piety, because of their ta'alluq ma'Allah, because of their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq also, that we should attend the masjid, attend the talks of deen, the lessons of deen, the majalis of iman, the majalis of dhikr, on all occasions, whether it's light, whether it's dark, we should go and we should attend, we'll see Allah ta'ala's special help. Ibn Sayyid al-Nas, rahimahullah, quotes this incident in beautiful poetry. He says, وَلِنُورِ عَبَّادِ بْنِ بِشْرٍ آيَةٌ وَابْنُ الْحُضَيْرِ بِمِثْلِهَا لَمْ يُسْمَعِي. He says, how amazing is the incident where Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu anhu's stick illuminates and Ibn al-Hudayr radiallahu anhu's stick illuminates in the same manner. This is something unheard of in the world. But this is Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. So Allah give us tawfiq to emulate their beautiful lifestyle.